So, and you still go out on boats, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I ride the motor vessel rear Karnak. Yes, sir.
So what's it like going out these days?
I mean, sometimes it's harder because I have grandchildren now.
Uh-huh.
And see, there's a lot of things in your life that you do miss.
Yeah.
And I lost my son in 2010. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No. And I just, at that point, I just wanted to give up. Mm-hmm. Because 1986 was such a good year.
Right.
2010 was such a bad year. But then those grandbabies came around. And now it gets hard. Like last time I was on the boat, my grandbaby talks to me. She's 5 years old. She's like, "You coming home tomorrow, Popo?" I said, "No." I said, "We're working on counting, so put 10 fingers up. We're down to 10 days." So it gets kind of hard,
yeah.
But I know, just like I knew before, I've got 21 days where I can be with them and we can go and do a little bit. You know.
Yeah. So they live locally. They're around.
Yes, sir. They live right around me. Mm-hmm. They're about 5 miles away from me. Mm-hmm. They live right there in Mayfield, and I live outside of Mayfield. And so we see each other pretty regularly.
Yeah, that's great.
That's my sidekick, sir. But yeah, and I never really knew what it meant to be a merchant marine. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have no idea until Chaplain Baldridge's dad presented me with merchant mariner's flag.
Really?
When my son died. Mm-hmm. And that made me understand. Mm-hmm. Because my son was a marine.
So Chaplain Baldridge's father?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so do you have a good relationship with Kempton?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
pretty good,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what do you think about Seaman's Church being here in Paducah?
Honored. If there's just a couple words I could put, would be honored and proud.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about all the, compared to the way that you learned how to pilot, you know,
it's 100 times better because you can do this stuff and not cause any harm.
That's true.
You get a chance to try circumstances and things and conditions that you never would expect to just raise your level of awareness. And then, you know, the aspects of it as far as the book education and over the rules of the road and things like that, you can understand. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
I've never shied away from Seaman's Church except the first time. And that's because I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
We all don't like walking into the unknown.
Right, right. You know? When was that? Would that be in 97 when they opened?
Oh, mercy.
The first year they opened?
The first year they opened had to be 97.
Yeah. And you were kind of, you didn't know what it was
all
about.
Yeah, no, I had no idea what this was all about.
Yeah.
And they were people talking and buzzing, and I was like, oh, mercy. You know, and then after the first time, it was like everybody walks away with laughing and a smile, and that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then back then you had Cap Tinky, mm-hmm. and his book education of it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and going through rules of the road and things like that, it was awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,